From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Baghdad, there's concern that the liberation of Iraqis may have gone too far. The fall of Saddam Hussein's government has made both alcohol and pornography more readily available, and some are taking full advantage of those newfound freedoms. But religious leaders of the majority Shia community are outraged. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Baghdad.
Sheikh Qadim al-Abadi regularly preaches to thousands of Shia Muslims in the poor neighborhood locals now call Sadr City. At last Friday's prayers, corruption was the major theme. But the sheikh wasn't talking about business kickbacks or political swindles. He was targeting alcohol and blue movies, both now widely available in Baghdad. Al-Abadi said they were everywhere now, and he put the blame on America. The denunciation found a ready audience. No more corruption, cheered the faithful. The sheikh told them to find peaceful means of fighting it, but it appears some people are taking a freelance approach. This movie would have to try a bit harder to even get a restricted rating in the U.S., but smoking men now pack this movie theater in downtown Baghdad, and it has brought Ahmed Salem Ismail Hal, the theater's manager, more headaches than he can handle.
When we tried to come in the morning to open the theater, we saw a note. They write down, don't show this kind of movies, sex movie, soft movies, and otherwise we are going to explode your theater.
Another movie theater nearby found out the threats were for real. A grenade was thrown through its front window for showing the bodice-ripping Mistress Pamela. A mysterious group called the Punishment Committee claimed responsibility. Whiskey, whiskey, for sale on the sidewalk. Most of the brands look homemade. Some even sport a scantily clad woman on the label, not something to please the corruption fighters. But sellers do a brisk business. Before, alcohol sales were the monopoly of Saddam Hussein's son Uday. Now, anyone can sell, and it seems a lot of people are buying. And some men here are even milling about in public places with beer cans in their hands, something that was illegal before.
The life without the drinks means nothing.
This Christian Iraqi man has sold alcohol for years, but says he wants to leave Iraq soon. The country's Christians have long been permitted to deal in wine, beer, and spirits, but now they are the target of threats by emboldened Muslims. Down in the southern city of Basra, several Christian vendors have been killed, and the alcohol market has gone entirely underground. This vendor won't give his name, but he says that things were better before American troops arrived. He says sales are up now, but security was better when Saddam Hussein was around.
With Saddam, no one speak with us about a drink. Now, no, there's a difference. Now it's not good. Yeah, American don't do anything for us.
Back in Sadr City after prayers, men discussed the fight against corruption. Should offenders be killed or reasoned with? One hothead says killed first, then reasoned with. But the consensus view is more tolerant.
In the street, I see the drink, but I don't see the sex films.
Engineer Karim Kadim Ali says the Americans can't be blamed for bringing in the alcohol in movies, whatever the imam says. And he says there's nothing wrong with others drinking alcohol, as long as Muslim sensitivities are respected.
The Islam gives the free for all the people, but they maybe drink their alcohol in their houses. We don't prevent them.
The problem for now is that some people would like to. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Baghdad.